Good morning and praise the name of Jesus. Let the peace of the Lord reign and rule in your heart. This morning, we are in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9, all the way to 18. We are looking at the topic that God speaks. God has been speaking. Heaven has never been silent. Even when we don't hear him, he is still communicating. He might not verbally communicate, but through his acts and through his attributes and through his creation and through his special revelation, he is still speaking to us. We have known that in the past, God was speaking and he spoke through people. He spoke through messengers. He spoke through prophets. And he spoke through angels. And that speaking, he communicates faith, because the communication or the word of God brings faith. We discovered that it is the container of faith. It is the container of grace. It is the container of peace. The word of God is the one that contains the joy. The joy of the Lord is preserved through the word. And when the word of God comes, it changes our situation. And so we got the revelation or the information that God is speaking through his son in these last days. He speaks through himself. He speaks through his son who incarnated himself here on earth so that he might die and taste death for us, that we may be delivered from the powers of darkness. So the last session, we got the first warning. And the first warning is, see to it that you pay close attention to what God has spoken or to what God is speaking through his son, so that you don't drift away, so that you don't go back into listening to God through his other messages other than through his son. The curtain at the temple broke from top to bottom to let us know that God is willing to communicate to us. I want you to remember the parable of the sower in chapter 13 of Matthew, that talks about that the sower is sowing seed, and the seed is the word of God. And the sower sows seeds to different types of soil. And one of the soil is the one that we are being challenged or warned about. Don't drift away. This is a heart that can drift away because of many, many issues, because of not listening, because it is the path. You see, you remember the seeds that fell on the path. It's because they were not, you know, the path represents not paying close attention. You know, when you are on the pathway, when you are on the road or by the roadside, there's a lot of communication, a lot of noises, and one might miss to hear or to fine tune to hear the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. The message of God through Jesus Christ. And so we were given the first warning. See to it that you don't miss that seed or that voice of God, that seed. And he said that those who missed when God spoke through angels, they were punished. And then he asked, how shall we escape if we neglect? You see, here we are warned of neglecting. neglecting the word of God, neglecting to fine-tune, neglecting to study the word, neglecting to engage with the word of God, to neglect, you know, to memorize the word, to neglect. We are warned of neglecting of, you know, reading, studying, you know, applying the word into our lives. And so that was the first warning. So, and we were reminded that we are very important, that God created us a little lower than angels, but he has crowned us with glory and honor. He has made us to be the ruler of all things. And he reminded us that we are the heir of all things, that it pleases God even to silence the works of Satan through us, the works of Avenger through us. He has put everything under our feet. He has crowned us with glory and honor. He has made us a little one, you know, than angels. He cares for us. We are the mankind. And so God loves us. We are reminded that. So today, we want to learn on that the truth will help us to regain control over the fear of death. You see, why we should not fail to listen to God speaking is because as we hear the word and we allow the word to come into our lives, those who are very important to God, when that word, that seed is planted into our hearts and we allow it to germinate, we will be able to control, we will be able to regain our lives over the control of the fear of death. One of the problems that sets in when we do not hear the voice of God is that we hear the voice of the devil. We hear the voice of Satan. We hear the voice, or we, by default, we allow the voice of the enemy to take control. When the voice of the enemy comes in, he plants tares. He plants weeds among the, you know, the weeds or among the wheat. And when he plants tares, one of the worst tares is he bring death. He bring the fear of death, not death. He cannot kill us, but the fear of death. And so today we want to encourage ourselves that let us go back to hearing God speak through his son, because we shall regain control over the fear of death. Why? Because of the five things Jesus has done over us. Number one, verse 9 says, but we do see Jesus, who was made lower than angels for a while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Now, one of the things that we discover here is about the death of Jesus Christ. For us to be able to regain control, our lives again, our dominion, because God created us for dominion. We have already established that God created us to dominate on his behalf. But we are not dominating. We don't see ourselves in dominion as God would see in the present world and maybe in the future. Because if you're not prepared to dominate here, we might not be able to dominate in the future. So God wants us to take dominion. But one of the things that can help us is to understand Jesus as the one who suffered, the one we call the suffering servant. Jesus suffered. So here, the Savior suffered for us, and he tasted death for everyone. So once he tastes death, what happens is that we cannot die twice. Death killed Jesus on our behalf. So death cannot kill us again. So we should not fear death again. We should not live under the fear of death. We should not be controlled by the fear of death. Death means separation from God, because Jesus was separated from God. Remember when he cried, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me? We will not be forsaken because Jesus was forsaken through death. So look here, he tasted death. Why? So that he may bring many sons and daughters to glory. It was fitting that God, for whom, through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. Now, number two, we are reminded that we have been brought back into the family of God. So Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. In fact, he says, I'll declare you, your name, to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I'll sing your praises. And so, and I'll put my trust in him. And again, he says, here I am and the children God has given me. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. That is the devil. So you see here, we have already established that the death of Jesus Christ had a lot of benefits. Number one, this is that he broke the power of him who holds the power of death. So he break the power of death. That's the death of Jesus Christ. Not only breaking the power of death from Satan or from the devil, is that he made us to become children of God. And he says he's not ashamed to call us our, you know, brothers and sisters. He says that we share the same, blood. We share the blood of Jesus Christ. He became a human so that we may share the glory of God. And number three is that he free us all our lives who are in slavery of the fear of death. So number three is that the death of Jesus Christ, other than making us the sons of God and breaking the power of Satan, is that he free us from slavery of the fear of death. One of the greatest fear of this, one of the greatest slavery in life is to live to fear death. But God, through Jesus Christ, after his death, he did that so that he might free us from slavery of the fear of death, from the control of death. For sure, it's not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to make us like them. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become merciful and faithful high priest in service of God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. So we are still getting more information of him who speak, and we are being told that Jesus Christ's death is that he was made like us. He died our death. You know, it's not so that he can be able to help us. And he defeated death, and he free us from the power of death. He make us children of God. And for this is that he became a merciful high priest in service to God. Merciful high priest, that he might atone for our sins. He atoned, he removed the wrath of God through his priesthood. Jesus is our priest, is our high priest of our confession. And because he suffered as the high priest, and he was tempted in every way, he is able to help those who are being tempted. It's very important for us to realize that we have taken or regained control from the fear of death because of the death of Jesus Christ. So we should not drift away. We should pay attention to God's speaking, to the seed that God is planting in our soul through Jesus Christ, because of his death and because of him becoming a priest to serve us. Father, we are grateful. Help us to realize that we have regained control over the fear of death through the death of Jesus Christ, through whom you are speaking to us, in Jesus' name.